USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is demanding Vice President Harris shut down a migrant facility in San Antonio. The Republicans sent a letter to Harris that includes allegations of sexual assault, bullying, understaffing, and disregard for COVID-19 protocols at the federally run facility for unaccompanied minors. Abbott also tells Fox News as the weather gets warmer, the trip will become more and more dangerous for illegal immigrants.
We see the deaths of the migrants coming across the border really increase in July and August. When typically the temperatures down there can be 100 or above 100 degrees. The temperatures are mild right now.
Johnson & Johnson is delivering far fewer vaccine doses than expected in the next few weeks because of a manufacturing problem. The company only sending out 700,000 doses next week instead of the 5 million expected. USA Radio News.
With more people at home due to the pandemic, it's more important than ever to keep small lithium coin batteries away from children. On a mission to help keep families safe, battery brand Duracell and the American Academy of Pediatrics have joined forces to power safely. Bobby Mendez, president of Duracell North America.
Well, in Duracell, we're very proud of teaming up with the AAP in this shared mission of keeping children safe. And at the heart of the effort is a campaign to raise awareness.
Duracell has also come out with a bitter coating on their most popular lithium coin batteries.
And what this does, it discourages the child from swallowing the battery. So that's really the at the heart of the innovation.
Duracell and the AAP urge all parents, caregivers, and pediatricians to learn more about lithium coin battery safety at Duracell.com or HealthyChildren.org.